Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Indiana home line, the dusty one, into the studio. The chapeau, the bullwhip, the bag of tricks. He pulls out a book, X Troop. Indiana, what is X Troop?
X Troop is an amazing discovery that came about because of the declassifying of records by the British military. And this is the story of 87 people at its height, who are one of the fiercest British World War II commando forces that you've never heard of. And it was known formerly as the No. 10 Inter-Allied Commando 3 Troop, but its members were all Jewish refugees from Germany and Austria who sought to go back and liberate and to fight the Nazis. And some of them were themselves survivors of incarceration in Nazi camps. They were sworn to secrecy about their true identity for their own safety, and only one person in MI5 knew their real names, and many of them continued to live with their adopted names. They fought not as a joint force, but they were sent to all the individual groups of the Allied troops, and many of them, half of them were killed, by the way, or wounded, went missing. But they would immediately be able to capture people, interrogate them, get information for the Allied troops as they were moving forward. And it's really quite remarkable, and the author of a new book called X Troop, The Secret Jewish Commandos of World War II, Leah Garrett, describes in depth some of the cases of Garrett Anson, who was Klaus Asher, and Peter Masters, who was born Peter Arani, and Frederick Gray, who was Manfred Ganz, who had been born in Northwest Germany. And they were able to gather the information on these three and tell the whole stories, including how one of them got a motor scooter and went back to the concentration camp to find his parents and was able to get the Queen of Holland to authorize the return of those Dutch citizens back to Holland. But it said that these guys were the first to cross the Pegasus Bridge, unlike what many have said was recorded in history. And the amazing stories of the courage and the motivation of these until now unknown heroes.
We leave the Second War back to 3,100 years, an inscription on a piece of pottery for the Israeli Antiquities Authority. This is validation of a book of the Bible, Judges. What are we looking at, Indiana?
This is the first inscription that from the time of the biblical Judges relating to the book of Judges, which is part of the Bible, were recovered from an excavation near Kiryat Gat. And it bears the name Jerubbaal, and in alphabetic script, and comes from the year around 1100 BCE, which is 3,100 years ago. And it was written on a pottery vessel inside, and it's probably it was a valuable content, medicine or perfume. And so the owner wrote his name on the inside of this thing in ink. So we've learned much from this also about the transfer of the alphabet. And this was found in a storage pit, dug in the ground, lined with stones. So it survived intact. And the name Jerubbaal actually appears in the Bible. And this is, as I said, the first time it's ever been found outside of the Bible in an archaeological context. And it created great excitement for the archaeologists. They say that this is an alternative name for the judge Gideon ben Yoash, who was first mentioned as combating idolatry by breaking the altar to Baal, like Jerubbaal, and cutting down the pole of the that was used in that service to the idols. So this is an amazing story, and he's related to the victory over the Midianites, and he had a small army of 300 who attacked them at night in Maon Harod. So the significance is very great in terms of biblical studies, but also in terms of archaeological studies. There's much to be learned from this discovery.
Indiana Honeline, the Dusty One, the Chapeau, the Bullwhip, back out for adventures and surprises. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.